time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for showers with a high of 62. Tonight, 80% chance for rain with a low of 50. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield Community High School students will be performing Bye Bye Birdie later this month as their yearly play or musical. The performance dates are April 26th and 27th at 7 p.m. and April 28th at 2. FCHS Music Director Josh Livesay, appearing on yesterday's WFIW morning show, said he was very excited for the public to see what the students have put together.
First of all, it's hilarious. This cast is doing an awesome job. They have taken it upon themselves to do all of this themselves. They do a lot of the staging. They've done a lot of the choreography. So really, Mrs. Reaver and myself have just got to kind of sit back and let it happen. They're an amazing, amazing group of kids.
WFIW will be giving away a limited number of tickets later this month on Morning Coffee and Afternoons with Double D. Tickets may also be purchased at the high school in advance or at the door. The cost is $10 for adults and $8 for students. Children under kindergarten age may attend for free. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. When it comes to laundry, it's true what they say. They don't make them like they used to, but Speed Queen still does. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built using premium metal components, not plastic. They're manufactured with rugged, commercial-grade construction, and they're pushed beyond their limits in their state-of-the-art lab to deliver 25 years of premium performance in your home. Speed Queen, built better to last longer. Get your Speed Queen at Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, Charles Chip Moore, the owner of Albion Equipment Company Incorporated, passed away on Tuesday. The business will not be open this Monday, April 8th, so that employees and families may pay their respects. Albion Equipment Company will reopen on Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. A full obituary for Chip Moore will take place later in the newscast. The Fairfield Park District is accepting lifeguard applications for the summer season. Applications are available in the law office of J. Faye at 115 Northeast 3rd Street or at the Park Maintenance Building at 416 East Johnson Street. Applications are due by April 10th, and the lifeguards will be hired at the April 11th Park Board meeting. 27-year-old Barnhill resident Kevin E. Thomason pleaded guilty to a count of reckless driving Tuesday in Wayne County Circuit Court. Thomason was sentenced to 1 year supervision, and several other counts against him were dismissed per his plea. He was also ordered to pay $1,248 in fines and court costs. Dozens of students from across the state visited the Capitol yesterday as part of the Illinois Electric and Telephone Cooperative's Youth Day. The annual event in Springfield focused on encouraging tomorrow's leaders to take an interest in state government. State Senator Dale Ryder welcomed a number of groups from the 55th Senate District to the Senate floor, including students representing Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative, Wabash Communications Cooperative, Norris Electric Cooperative, Clay Electric Cooperative, Coles Moultrie Electric Cooperative, and Corn Belt Energy Corporation. A 14-year-old boy who said he escaped from two kidnappers in Ohio told authorities he's from Illinois, where he went missing nearly 8 years ago when his mother apparently took her own life. The boy, who identified himself as Timothy Pitson, disappeared in 2011 from the Rockford area. Police in Sharonville, Ohio, report that the teen said yesterday that he had, quote, just escaped from two kidnappers that he described as white men with bodybuilder-type physiques. Police in Aurora said yesterday that their department was sending two detectives to the Cincinnati area. Aurora police didn't know if the boy had any connection to Pitson. The FBI said in a Wednesday afternoon statement that its offices in Louisville and Cincinnati were working on a missing child investigation with Aurora police and police departments in Ohio and Kentucky. The FBI offered no other details. Timothy Pitson's grandmother, Elena Anderson, said authorities have told the family very little. She said the family doesn't want to get their hopes up until they know something concrete, as they have had false reports and false hopes in the past. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Sisney Trust Bank, and University of Illinois Extension are sponsoring business reboot programs each Thursday morning in April. Doors open at 7:15 for breakfast, and the program itself will run from 7:30 to 9 at Bob Boyles Hall on the Frontier Community College campus. Ethan Kaiser, appearing on tomorrow's edition of the Community Connection, explained the format of today's session.
So our main speaker is Steve Groner with the University of Illinois Extension. He is an extension educator and community and economic development. His title is Community and Economic Development. And he will be listing topics. We've got topics of business plan documents, financial documents, marketing, how to prepare your documents, how to effectively use social media, things of that nature.
According to Jordan Atwood, the business reboot program started after Trust Bank employees heard a morning commentary by WFIW station manager Mike Dreith.
If I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong, Ethan, but he heard Dr. Dreith talking one morning and saying that businesses in Fairfield, he did like a survey, and I don't remember the exact details, but basically businesses gave feedback that they would like more information on basically the topics that we came up with, you know, tax returns, marketing, Facebook, that kind of stuff. And Dr. Dreith said, if anybody wants to help, reach out. So we're like, you know, we could put together something, try to get the businesses involved. And so basically it was just kind of came about from that.
After the final session, businesses will present a reboot plan and event organizers will select one business to win $500. The Wayne County Farm Bureau has awarded 12 county 4-H'ers with a 2019 4-H project grant, totaling $1,694. Those receiving the grant are Kaylee Weinsberg, Bentley Rogers, Ava Lewis, Cooper Weinsberg, Zachary Boatner, Logan Hodges, Harv Kaiser, Cohen Kinsolving, Jensen Robbins, Grady Simpson, Lily Simpson, and Lydia Webb. 19 applications were received this year, requesting $2,592.88 in funds. Each recipient is required to submit receipts of their project purchases before they receive their grant money. Photos of the 4-H'ers with their projects will be included in future issues of the Wabash Valley Ag News, and they will also be posted on the Wayne County Farm Bureau Facebook page. The 4-H Project Grant Program is designed to encourage young 4-H'ers to begin new projects by eliminating potential cost burdens they may have. It also aims to encourage new individuals to become active in the Wayne County 4-H Program. The Sisney FFA Livestock Team of Lexi Locke, Connor Smith, Connor Brack, Eli Hosselton, Grace Milligan, Jacqueline Billington, Zach Paul, Colin Draper, and Sarah Tim took second place in Section 23 competition held Tuesday at Olney. In individual honors, Tim and Hosselton placed 4th and 5th overall, respectively. 113 students from 13 schools competed. The Sisney FFA Horticulture Team of Katie Miller, Kylie Rucker, Kaylee Konopasek, Daniel Stouffer, and Jenna Atterbury received third place in the Section 23 Horticulture Career Development event, also held Tuesday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Individually, Konopasek placed 6th overall, Atterbury 8th, and Rucker 9th. 38 students from 9 schools participated. Frontier Community College will offer a one-day basic automotive maintenance class for women next Saturday, April 13th. Space is limited, so interested individuals should register soon. Basic automotive maintenance for women will meet from 9 a.m. until noon. The class will be held in FCC's Automotive Lab, located in the Workforce Development Center. Ben Morgan, who serves as a lab assistant for the Automotive Technology Program, will be the instructor. Morgan will teach students how to check gauges, check oil, coolant, and fluids, change a tire, and connect jumper cables to charge a car battery. The class will prepare individuals for unexpected situations or emergencies when help is not available or has not yet arrived. The one-day Basic Automotive Maintenance for Women class will cost $25 per person. Anyone interested in participating should call FCC at 842-3711 for registration information. The Illinois Chamber of Commerce is standing behind an Illinois House proposal to boost funding for overdue road and bridge repairs. In a rare move, Chamber President and CEO Todd Meisch says the business organization wants to see registration fees for electric vehicles tripled. It also wants to boost the motor fuel tax from 19 cents a gallon to 44 cents.
We're very sensitive to tax increases. There's no doubt about it. We're the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. We're a conservative group. 9 out of 10 taxes we're opposed to, but this is one area where you just have to go ahead and step up and agree to pay a little bit more.
Chamber officials say the proposed fuel tax increase would provide an additional $2 billion a year for transportation needs. Meanwhile, Meisch says the legislation would eliminate what he calls a tax on a tax.
Illinois is one of only 6 states that puts a sales tax on top of the gas tax on top of the price of gasoline. So what that does is the more gasoline goes up in price, that sales tax actually acts as an escalator for the total price the consumer pays. We want to go ahead and kill that sales tax on motor fuels because it's bad tax policy, it's bad politics, and it's pro-consumer.
The current sales tax on fuel sits at 5%. The legislation calls for a hike on the fuel tax of 15 cents a gallon starting July 1st, with the other 10 cents, replacing the sales tax, being phased in over 5 years. Geologists at Southern Illinois University are asking Illinois elementary and high school students to name its 3 baby dinosaurs. The university has 3 Protoceratops hatchling casts in a glass case, along with an adult that SIU students named Nanu in 2017. The 4 dinosaurs are high-end reproductions of real fossils found in Mongolia. Professor Ken Anderson says the dinosaurs are painstakingly accurate, down to, quote, grains of sand that are stuck on them. Anderson says SIU will contact schools around Illinois to invite classrooms to submit names for the 3 hatchlings. Teachers will be encouraged to plan curriculum around the activity. The deadline is September 13th. SIU geology faculty will pick finalists, and SIU students will choose the winning set of 3 names. Each baby born or adopted in Illinois would get a college savings account under a bill passed by the House on Wednesday. Kim Howard has the story.
The account would be set up with $50 from the state, and parents urged to keep adding and watching it grow. It's estimated this will cost about $9 million a year for at least the next 10 years, and the investments overseen by the state. Representative Grant Worley of Naperville voiced his concerns.
The state has serious financial mismanagement problems. It's pandemic around the state as far as how we invest our dollars and how we exercise our fiduciary responsibility. This is yet another opportunity for the state of Illinois to mismanage funds.
Supporters say kids are more likely to go to college if they have even a small amount saved up. The bill now moves to the Senate for a vote. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
She's finally asleep.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles?
Mmm. Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Come to McDonald's for breakfast and enjoy 2 savory bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for just $4. Price and participation may vary. For a limited time, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Champion Laboratories in Albion is expanding its workforce with increased competitive wages and a great benefits package. Assembly positions start at $14.75 per hour. Machine setup and warehouse positions start at $17.55 per hour. And maintenance positions start in the upper $20 per hour range based on experience. You must be available to work any shift. Apply in person at Champion Laboratories at champlabs.com or check out Facebook for more information. You can be the next champion of the extra mile. Currently in Fairfield, it's 68. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,309, up 91. The NASDAQ is at 7,852, that is down 43. And May crude oil is at $62.58, that is up 12 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Enfield resident Francis Sullivan died on Monday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. She was a homemaker. Frances Sullivan is survived by her daughter, Janet Burton of Mount Vernon, one sister, Vicki Brandon of Enfield, eight grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Frances Sullivan will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be Saturday from noon to time of service at the funeral home. She will be laid to rest at the Enfield Cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 79-year-old Ellery resident Charles Chip Moore died on Tuesday at his home. He was a farmer and the owner of the Case IH dealership in Edwards County. Chip Moore is survived by his wife, Wilma, two daughters, Angie Hout and Carla Moore, both of Ellery, two sons, Brian Moore of West Salem and Patrick Moore of Ellery, a brother, Leroy Moore of Ellery, six grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Visitation for Chip Moore will be held on Sunday from 3 to 7 p.m., at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock a.m. at the funeral home. Burial will follow at Bethel Cemetery near Ellery. Memorials may be made to Bethel Church or Bethel Cemetery, and envelopes will be available at the funeral home. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Nothing goes better with warmer weather than ice cream. At Fairfield's Dairy Queen, they're serving up new strawberry or chocolate cake shakes, Orange Dreamsicle dipped cones, and two new Cupfection Royal treats, including Brownie Oreo and Summer Berry Cakes. With new items added to the menu, it's a perfect time to stop in during happy hour. At Dairy Queen, you can't buy happiness, but you can get your favorite DQ treat, and that's sure to make you happy. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, a 70% chance for showers and a high today of 62. 80% chance for rain tonight. Tonight's low will be around 50, and then cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 65. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, cloudy on Saturday, Saturday's high 72 with a low of 58. Thunderstorms on Sunday, Sunday's high 70 with a low of 58. Morning showers on Monday, Monday's high will be around 68 with an overnight low of 52.